At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Bottom of the barrel Halloween food. I'll start. I'm ready to make people mad here. Smarties?
No.
Whoa.
No.
You know who needs Smarties?
I'm not.
You're offered a lifetime supply of Smarties. It's a silent auction. You're at a golf tournament. There's a lifetime supply of Smarties.
Uh-huh.
How much would you bid for that?
I'd bid $300.
$300? You know what? I'll take $300 from you right now, and I'll give you Smarties every day. And by day six, you'd be like, I've had the previous five packs. I haven't opened them yet. I can't decide if it's crazier that you ate a Cobb salad in a movie theater or would pay $300 for a lifetime supply of Smarties.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the Home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good morning. Heading into a weekend. We got the fall crisp in the air. 54 degrees outside. I saw 54 and I'm like, yes, let's go. I almost wanted to force it with the hoodie and the shorts, but it's 95 degrees in this room, so you have to dress for this room, of course. Anyways, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy is off today. A lot to get to on today's show. We got one more preseason game before we get to the regular season. We had some preseason action last night that I want to talk about, and a lot to get to with Sal coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll talk some Chiefs with Jay Binkley at 8 o'clock on what's going on there. They've had a weird training camp with injuries and Rashee Rice with a hearing that's not going to happen until like October. So we'll get a check-in with Kansas City coming up at 8 o'clock and then some fantasy at 9 o'clock with Ian Hartitt, who I think is the best follow on Twitter. And we got him coming up at 9 o'clock on upcoming fantasy drives, which I'm imagining most have this weekend or next weekend. You guys have done your drafts, or you got them coming up in the next couple of weeks?
I have got the bullpen draft next Wednesday.
Yes. Yep.
That's going to be exciting. I'm not sure when the GR draft is with Mike and all those guys that I run for my dad with my dad.
That, I could tell you, is almost, I have it in my calendar. It's always the week of the, the season.
Right.
Starting.
Right. It's always very quick. And then I got a couple other ones sprinkled in just, and this weekend I got one, there's the one Wednesday.
Yeah.
I got one next weekend and then the GR draft. So
I got mine spaced out next week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So it's kind of a nice, even spacing there.
Did the bullpen league decide on a guillotine Or regular?
I think it's regular.
I think it's regular. Just a standard.
Just the way
it looks. It's fine. Nothing wrong with that. What do we end up getting up to?
Like 14 teams,
I think? I think it's a pretty...
It's a deep league.
We got some teams in there.
That's generally the max. You don't want to go more than 14.
16 is too many, and then you get some deep doo-doo with like 18, 20 guys.
Which is like the beginnings of a guillotine league where there are 18, 20 guys. Like, those rosters are light.
Yeah.
Like, the starting lineups, you can kind of get through, but no sense of a bench.
No, yeah.
At all.
No options.
No.
You drafted who you drafted, and good luck.
Yeah. I wonder, is it possible, thinking about fantasy and these drafts coming up, guillotine has grown so much in the last couple of years. We've been doing it for a couple of years now.
I know. I've got to get in one. I've not done one yet. I gotta try one.
We got to get Owen in one. It's grown in popularity to the point where like the major apps and fantasy sites are adding it to their platform so that people don't have to do them manually anymore. Right. I know Yahoo and Sleeper are two of those. To the point where, like, I had one buddy who's like, he is a fantasy. What would you call it? Like he's old school. Like I just want my I'll do a dynasty
purist,
league. Fantasy purist. Like, I don't want no gimmicks. And I'm like, buddy, they're not. It's not really a gimmick anymore. Like, sure, the format at its creation is gimmicky, where you get eliminated by having the least amount of points every week, and then you're out for the year. But I don't know that it's how gimmicky. It's just a different, it's box lacrosse versus outdoor lacrosse.
Right. It's just a different style.
Yeah. But I think it's becoming mainstream enough. I don't know that you're going to see it being talked about on like ESPN and like their fantasy shows on a Sunday morning. I think probably they should, though.
I think that.
Give me some guillotine.
It's an exciting
advice.
Way to play it. Things change more. You get new exciting players.
Yep.
It feels higher stakes because you're out if you lose. I think it's a very exciting format that I think people should get into, and hence why I want to get into one. I just haven't found a
We got to get you in. So I'm excited about that. The on fantasy, I got a question yesterday from a buddy about the Bills, and if it's rare to ever have a team that is this good offensively, 30 points a game last year. I mean, they've been one of the best offenses in the league for years and years now. To ever have a team this good on offense and have basically nobody, I mean, not nobody, but to have this little fantasy interest when you get to your drafts. A lot of Bills fans do drafts. You're going to want a Bill. And Josh Allen is obviously going to be a great pick. He's going to be one of the top three quarterbacks every single year. He's probably going to even be number one, given all the rushing touchdowns that he gets. But beyond that, there are good arguments against every other player. So if you are intent on, I want one guy from my favorite team, it's not really the best offense for that, which doesn't have to relate to what their actual success on the field is. It is literally what Joe Brady is wearing on his hat.
Right.
Everybody Eats. It can be good for their offense on the field, while also, I think this is kind of where Brandon Bean was coming from when he said this isn't fantasy football when he was on with us the day after the draft. He said that in part. That was part of his, little rant, whatever you want to call it there, about wide receiver, is this isn't fantasy football. And even though that is not at all what we were talking about that morning, does he think that is the source of the frustration about the Bills at that position? Is, well, it's annoying you don't, I'm annoyed you don't have anybody I can draft in fantasy. I'm annoyed that, Khalil Shakir is the best option, and amongst fantasy receivers, he's like outside the top 35,
right?
Honestly. I that could have been where that was stemming from.
You got to hope that he's able to separate those things, though, and you would expect that, and I think that he's a smart enough guy to know that when we speak about fantasy football in the context that we are now about their offense, that's a very different topic than their offense as a game-winning factor, right? And
right.
I know we have never conflated those two things and combined those two things.
No, not at all.
And you would hope that your audience doesn't think that that's how you operate. So I think when you think about these fantasy things, like you see, like you said, like people don't love many of the Bills pieces anywhere. Cook's a negative. Like he's going to be bad again. Like you're going to get hurt.
The regression topic about Cook, like that's the one debate because some people still like him, but you're right. It's not as universal as it was like during last season.
Right, and you see some people like the idea of drafting Coleman because they think who's going to be their red zone guy. Like it's got to be him. He's going to get force fed the ball, and then other people just don't like Coleman as a player, and so they feel conflicted about that. And so I think it's very interesting to talk about with this team because of all of that. And yeah. I don't think we should be worried about thinking people misunderstand that.
Right.
Especially the GM of the team.
Right. I think the other thing about what they are, because you're right. In Cook, the debate now is how many touchdowns is he going to score and how many is enough to make it worth a third round pick in your fantasy draft coming up, because he had 16 last year, and that's going to be nearly impossible to replicate. It's not impossible. I mean, he could do it, but I would bet against it. But is 8 enough? Is 9 enough? Like, if he gets 8 or 9 touchdowns this year, are you going to be happy with that? And I think you might not be as happy as you think that sounds. You might think 8 or 9 touchdowns sounds great.
You probably at the end of the year go, it was okay. He didn't hurt me, but he didn't do what I wanted.
He didn't win you games, which hey, I won a title in one league where I was going up against Allen in the New England game at the end of the season, and Allen didn't do much, but it was because James Cook was breaking off 40-yard touchdown runs, and I won that game because of James Cook. I don't know that James Cook will do that for people this year if he was only scoring 8-9 touchdowns. Last year, he was the 8th best fantasy running back, scoring 16 touchdowns. 8th.
Right.
That's the ceiling, unless he's going to catch the ball way more than he was going to. For fantasy in the Bills, when someone asks me that, there's only one guy that I say is even worth a flyer at where they're going right now, because Shakir is solid and Kincaid has this upside that you could see, but. Like, one reason I don't go for Shakir is I like to go for boom or bust guys. Like, guys that can win me the title, not just get me 9 points. Who's a guy that, might flame out, but he might be getting me 15, 16 a week. And I don't think that's going to be Shakir. He's more steady. The guy that I would try to figure out, and if you like him, this would be the guy to take, is Coleman. Keon Coleman, I guess. It depends who you're listening to. And I'll sell this coming up at 7. When we had either Chris Brown or Steve Tasker on at training camp at St. John Fisher, the words inconsistent were mentioned about him at camp. And I think it's really hard to parse what kind of camp a guy like that is having when daily, every other day, a couple times a week at the least, you're seeing plays from him on social media because of his ability to, like, really, he is a stylist when it comes to catching the ball. He's going to have some pretty catches. He's going to jump up in the air. He is going to have a one-handed catch every now and then. He's going to look like a beast jumping up in the air over somebody and catching the football. And I think that can inflate in some people's minds what kind of camp he's having. But I don't know. I think he could also, since, St. John Fisher at least, have been putting it together, consistent, every day, every week, getting on the same page with Allen. We saw that one clip in Hard Knocks. I mean, it was like a 5-second clip, so it wasn't much of Allen telling Coleman, like, I want you here, not instead of here. I want you to get to this spot. So, there's coaching going on, even from the quarterback with him about what he wants. Deion Dawkins the other day talking about how Coleman just feels different. Maybe there's a different level of maturity there, and that he's primed for a big season. Because he's the only one that I would, at the moment, consider to have like that. Oh, if I'm going to draft one of these Bills receivers, and it's gonna hit big. You know, Palmer, I don't think hit big. It could be really good, but hit big, like 1,000 yards, double-digit touchdowns. Coleman's the only one because of the draft status and the talent level that is there. I think that is the argument for Coleman. Upside, youth, second year in the system, matured a little bit more. The role has probably been increased for him. Like, that's all the argument for Coleman. I am so curious to see how it works, though, with him playing in the role that he's playing in, when I wonder if he can really show off what is his best trait. I think it's nice to see, and they're definitely fun videos to look at, him leaping up in the air and making a sick catch in practice or in a game. It happens in games too. Last year, think of the Seattle game going over Tariq Woolen, or the Jet game at the end of the season going up over the Jets defense at the back of the end zone. Like, those plays are awesome, but they also were inconsistent. His contested catch rate was near the bottom of the league last season. There were drop problems, and some of them were more of the easy ones. There's a goal line slant against Miami here at home where the ball hits him right in the hands, and it pops up in the air for an easy interception by Jalen Ramsey. There is a breadbasket play against, I think, the Rams, where Allen puts it in. He doesn't have to put his hands up for it. It's coming in towards his chest, and it hits his arms, and it drops for an incomplete pass. And there were a couple of those breadbasket passes for Coleman ended up hitting the ground a few times, and I bet that was actually the majority of his drops. The thing, though, statistically, that he was best at last year, and there are plays that I remember for this too, were his yards after catch. What he did with the ball in his hands after he had it. There is the Tennessee play where he catches a slant and the defender spins him around. He stays on his feet and he sprints upfield for 50 yards. The Houston touchdown, kind of a similar play. That one is more to the outside, but stays on his feet and he runs to the end zone. And that was a huge play in a game where the Bills were totally inefficient. And they needed a play like that. And Coleman didn't do it by jumping over somebody. He did it by catching the ball and then using the skills that had him being a punt returner in college. If you're a punt returner in college, you are able to make people miss. You are able to stay on your feet. You know how to read holes. And that play against Houston was big at the time. And that's how he scored it. And I wonder how much the Bills are ready to use that with Coleman. Part of it is they're, I think, asking him to do so many other things. I mentioned these contested catches down the field, learning how to win routes one-on-one, learning how to beat press coverage because he's going to be dealing with a lot of that, being the physical guy, blocking in the run game. Like, there's a lot on his plate. So is he also going to be a guy that they're going to dump a screen off to, that they're going to run a shallow crosser across the front of Josh Allen and just throw it to him and let him run when they have other guys that do that? Shakir does that. Samuel, if he can ever play, does that.
Do you think him improving those, I don't want to call them easy plays, but expected plays that we're talking about with those drops and those little things,
yeah,
if those get consistent, does that not force them, or not force, but give them the confidence to go, all right, let's get him the ball in his hands.
Yeah.
He's not going to make a silly mistake. He's grown up a little bit, and give him those opportunities a little more.
I would hope so, because it also should make defenses respect his entire game.
Exactly.
Like, that's where, you know, like Gabe Davis visiting this week with the Bills, thinking back on his career, whenever he ran routes down the field or whenever he caught the ball, there was very little that was going to happen after that.
Right.
Davis would catch the ball. It wasn't quite catch the ball and fall down, but very rarely was he going to run away from people or break a tackle, or like it was going to be he catches the ball and that's about where it's going to land.
Right.
Coleman, you know, if he catches a 15-yard in route across the middle of the field, he's somebody that I definitely think has a greater capability of catching if he can get to a place where he's getting open on a route around that level of the field, that he's then going to be able to turn up field, make one guy miss, and get an extra 20 yards.
I remember Sal telling us about a play exactly what you're describing early in training camp where Coleman catches an in route in the kind of spot where Sal thought, oh, he'll get tackled here and get closed on by the safeties, but he planted his foot in the ground and split right between them and got through. And that's the kind of thing we're talking about here, where if that's, not to disparage them, but if that's Davis, he's probably not running that route. B, and he's probably catching that ball and going right down.
Right.
Or even if he's trying to split those safeties, he's not getting through them. Where Coleman now, it looks like, adds a little, another layer of explosivity to that sort of a play. And that should unlock more opportunity for him and for the offense as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Because his danger, like that size, if you can be dangerous on the outside over those classic things we talk about with him, the over the shoulder, sort of backside fade balls, if you can have that threat, then it makes and add in a middle split of safety speed sort of threat or power threat, and make a guy miss.
Right.
Then you're an all around, people got to start scheming to make sure you can't make those plays happen. And that's what I think the basis of what we talk about wanting and looking for from that offense and from a receiver, right?
Right.
And so if he can show a little of that and prove to Brady or whoever he needs to prove it to that he's worth enough to or valuable enough to force the ball into his hands, I think that indicates that we're in a good spot with that because that's he needs that. And that offense, I think, in many ways needs that.
Yeah. I think he's got to do all that, and he's got to get especially like the route running nuances are the thing that I think need to come through for him the most. But you're right. Like there I still want to stop short of saying I think he could become a complete receiver. I think he could be a useful receiver. And I think he probably always will have a role in the league. He's got certain abilities where even the jump ball part of it, even though it's totally inconsistent and statistically was not good last year, contested catches, you just do watch it and think, he's always going to be in the league. Right. Someone's always going to look at that and think, I can use that. And that's even if you don't see his ability with the ball in his hands. To that, by the way, like one number that I like for that at NFL Next Gen Stats is yards after catch over expectation. Literally, it's the number we use for Cook all the time for rushing yards, but it's just for the receivers. Yak over expectation. And Keon Coleman, amongst all wide receivers in the NFL, over expected 101 yak yards over expected. That was 12th best in the NFL. The guys above him, Ja'Marr Chase, CeeDee Lamb, A.J. Brown, Puka Nacua, Debo, Zay Flowers, Tyler Johnson, that's the only like weird one in here, Chris Godwin, Brian Thomas Jr., Marvin Mims, and Khalil Shakir. Those are the only 11 receivers above Coleman. And even like, so Shakir is 3 yards above him in that number. But Shakir's total yards after catch, 618. And Coleman's total yards after catch, 226. Even that, what's more impressive? Shakir getting 600 and 100 of it is over expected. So by expectation, he should have had 500.
Right.
Or Coleman, who had 226 and his expected was 125. Coleman almost doubled what he should have had.
Right.
In that category by running away from people, making a couple of guys miss. He just didn't do it nearly as often.
He just didn't have the same opportunity that Shakir had.
And really all those guys. All those guys above him, except for that one Tyler Johnson Rams receiver I mentioned. Everybody else, you know, like Jamar Chase is at the top. I mean, he's 300 yards over expected, but he had 800 yak yards last year. Jamar Chase did, and he's obviously another animal. All I mean to say is that's a skill of Coleman's, and I just like to give that air sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I think everyone always hyper-focuses on his ability to go above the rim and make a catch. And I think that while that's really cool to look at, I think what's more reliable, I had numbers on this in his college career, how in college, contested catches, it wasn't very efficient, but yak plays, you know, ball in his hands, look at this.
Right.
I think that's his best trait. I think he's really good with the ball in his hands. There, we have examples of that from last year that we can remember. We have the numbers that back it up. And it doesn't mean that they can't throw jump balls to him anymore.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
More. I just think there's a skill in there for Coleman that you just don't hear talked about all that often.
Yeah, and it's, you got to exploit what you've got. You got to learn how to get the most out of the guys you've picked and the guys you've signed. And if there's an opportunity to get more out of him, you got
to
do it.
Now, to go full circle, because I was telling you about, like, is there a Bill I would draft in fantasy? He would be the one I would draft, but he's going too high for me. So yeah. I personally won't end up with Coleman. But if you do, I think you that's the guy you wanna go after. You're gonna need some touchdowns too.
Yeah.
What would we take for touchdowns from him? Would you take 7?
I was just thinking 7
would
seems
you take,
like the right number.
You would sign up for 7 touchdowns.
I
What do you have last year? Four?
I think four. I think I would want to hope that he would get more than that.
More than four? This year. He had last year, yeah, I think he had four. Because Hollins led the team.
Right, with
five. So he didn't have more than that.
Exactly.
I don't know that I would take seven.
I think I would want better than that.
Yeah,
I think I would hope for more.
He's got more in him.
Yeah.
He's got more in him. I'll take nine. Nine would be the fewest that I would actually sign on the dotted line for.
Right.
Where I don't need him to get to double digits, but let me get close to it. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you got a thought on Coleman, his role in the offense, maybe whether or not you're going to pick him in fantasy, let me know what you think. We got Sal coming up at 7:00. I want to talk about the preseason pledge and applying it to other teams, because there is a hype train for Jackson Dart right now. And part of me really wants to jump on board, but I also want to uphold the preseason pledge as well. So the Giants have a decision to make. He played great again last night, this time against New England. So I want to get to that on Dart, who was a first-round pick. So it's not like this is like some third stringer that's putting up numbers. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
Oh, look at this guy. So if you're a coach, you're looking at this, and I get it. You got to win because there's a lot of heat on you right now. And if Russell Wilson struggles early out of the gates, I can see this young guy playing. This guy reminds me a lot, when you watch him play, a lot of Josh Allen. Big, strong arm. Accurate, mobile, runs. I mean, coach had that guy in Buffalo. He sees it. Everybody sees it. It jumps off the film on you. It's like, whoa, look at this guy. So after week four, we'll see.
Herm, no. I'm literally yelling in here. Don't say it. Don't say it. Ah, don't. Come on. Listen, he was good in the preseason. Too quick. With the Josh Allen comparison, which is literally only that what? Brian Daboll coached Josh Allen, and now he's coaching a different quarterback? It's not as bad as when some tried to compare Daniel Jones as a cent. He had like 15 touchdowns in the season. And it's like, oh, this is Josh Allen. This is Josh Allen. Look at him. Look at him. He's going to be great. He can run. Although when Daniel Jones ran, he would fall on his face in the open field.
How many guys have been Josh Allen over the last like 5 years, like since his like rise to the top here?
That's
there's been
a
great
so question.
Many guys that have been, oh, that's like Trey Lance, Anthony Richardson, maybe?
I remember a Drew Lock, Josh Whoa. Allen comparison.
I remember that one.
Because you know what really happens is sometimes it's not even based on their profile or, you know, their athleticism or the size. It's on, hey, this young quarterback was bad in his first year. Look. So was he, and look how good he is now. That's usually how Tua got some of that treatment. Like, hey, I know Tua's stats first couple years, not that great, but hey, look what Josh Allen's were in his first 2 years, and look what he's be. That's usually the source of it. This one is not that, because he hasn't played a game yet. He hasn't played a snap, and I liked it a lot. I mean, Jackson Dart, it looked good. He put up the numbers, and he did look athletic, stepping up in the pocket and ripping a ball to Gunnar Olszewski last night against New England. That was a play that went for like 50 yards, and then he threw a nice touchdown right after. He wears number six. Something about him wearing number six and wearing an arm sleeve that just, I think, makes him look a little bit better than he probably is. But he looks like he's got an arm. And he was very accurate in the preseason. But it was the preseason. However, despite the fact that I'm not going to use the preseason to tell you like Jackson Dart's going to be Josh Allen, like Herm Edwards is trying to do there, the Giants are fools if they don't start him. They're fools if they don't start him. The only reason they wouldn't... Well, let's think of possible reasons they wouldn't. One, they believe in... You know, guys sitting. But hey, if you want to use Brian Daboll's experience coaching Josh Allen, rookie Josh Allen under Brian Daboll played in the second half of the first game of the season. He basically started the year. He just missed the first two quarters. So that worked out for him. Playing right away. It worked out. So Brian Daboll, Joe Shane, they shouldn't really be scared of that with Jackson Dart. They could be afraid of losing their jobs and putting the rookie in. But listen, I think if I'm the Giants and I'm thinking about, if I'm thinking about saving my job, the last thing that I think I want to do is do what the Colts just did, what Shane Steichen just did. I don't know. To me, too much of that happens in the league. Guys that are putting a Band-Aid, they're buying themselves some time to keep their job rather than go for the long-term solution, which could save their job for years and years and years. If it goes well for Daniel Jones and the Colts, what is well? 8 wins? Shane Steichen, what have you done for yourself? Oh, you bought yourself another year. You think you've bought yourself the right to pick another franchise quarterback? Or are you going into another season with Daniel Jones at quarterback? And good luck with him sustaining 8-9 wins a year under center. You bought yourself a year and you're leading yourself right into a trap that's just going to happen 10 months later than you were hoping. Daboll, now he's got the young quarterback under center. And they're interesting to me right now because I am really thinking about Daboll with a potential return to the Bills as offensive coordinator. If Joe Brady gets a head coaching job, which I think is coming. Like I would be surprised if he's not a hot candidate again this coming offseason, after this coming season. And Allen's tight with Daboll. I think he'd want him back. McDermott has loosened up a lot, I think, and maybe there's a rekindling that could happen there. Maybe they could work together again. So that, like, to me, whether Daboll lasts past the season or gets fired is very interesting, and I think could affect the Bills. If I'm him, I want to show the young quarterback is ready to go and is going to, if he performs during the regular season adequately, shows signs of improvement, maybe it's not Jaden Daniels, rookie of the year, CJ Stroud the year before that, maybe it's not that good, but if it's pretty good, I think you keep going. His job isn't to make the playoffs this year. At least I don't think. I don't think with a rookie quarterback, ownership and management would decree, like, you got to make the playoffs this year. Like, it would make more sense. Their season is about, make sure this is the kid. Make sure this is the guy going forward that's going to lead your team. And if you can show that it really is his first crack at it. Like, Daniel Jones is such a joke as a franchise quarterback idea. And I've always felt like that was forced upon the Giants coach and GM by ownership after they made the playoffs. Like, we're re-signing this guy. Always felt like that wasn't their call. And he had already been in the league for years before they recommitted to him and wasted 2 more years, which is why I think they probably got another opportunity here. Like, hey, pick your guy. This is the first time they've really picked their guy. So they should get a little bit of time if he looks the part. And it's preseason, but so far he has really looked the part. The other thing is, when do you put him in? Because, all right, you want to put Russell Wilson in? Maybe you promised Russell Wilson the starting job, and you feel like you got to give it to him. That's part of why I think Winston is there, by the way. I think my guess would be they promised Russell Wilson, hey, you're the starter going into the year. We'll get to the rookie later. You're going into the year as the starter. Why is Winston there? To me, Winston's there in case Jackson Dart wins the job. Because if Jackson Dart wins the job, I don't know, I feel like Russell Wilson might not really want to stick around. And then therefore, well, it's okay. We can let him go because if we're going in with the rookie, Jameis Winston's a fine backup. And we're all set. We got Tommy DeVito, too, if you want it. And there's no real opportunity for them to throw him in there. They've got so many tough games. They have one of the hardest schedules in football. There's really no perfect time to put the rookie in. It's all difficult. So why not just get it rolling? Right from the start, get it rolling. Washington, Dallas, Kansas City, the Chargers. That's your first four games. You got two Eagles games immediately after that. You got a Denver game in there. You got a San Francisco. Like, just it never lightens up. So if I were them, absolutely put Dart in right away. It's looked good. And I would be open to him being, like, he wasn't my favorite quarterback prospect, but I'd be open to it being good. My biggest concern with him was he had all designed throws at Ole Miss. Like 83% is a number in my head for that. They were all designed throws. Not reading defenses, going to your first read, going to your second read, you know, evaluating what the defense is. I think that was my biggest concern. And that's the stuff in the preseason that he looked pretty good at. So maybe he just wasn't asked to do it and he does have the ability. 803-0550 is the phone number. Sal is coming up at 7 o'clock. Jay Binkley on the Chiefs coming up at 8. Got to get some details on this Rashee Rice thing. He's going to get suspended, but maybe not until the fall, like middle of the season. It's a really weird situation. That's coming up. It's Jeremy and Joe here on WGR. Good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. It's a nice day out. High 50s and sunny. Can't beat that this early in the morning. Tonight at 7 o'clock, did you guys know that there is a Little League Home Run Derby? Did you know of this event? Its existence?
That's pretty electric, though. Like,
is
seeing
it?
Kids hit dingers? Yeah, why not? That's fun. The MLB one's good.
How big is the field?
I don't know. Do they hit home runs a lot in the Little League World Series? I don't even know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's usually like one kid on every team that can just jack just, one.
Who just looks like he's destined to be a keg softball player.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's usually like that one or two kids every tournament that just is just mashing all tournament long.
Yeah.
I used to be real big into the Little League World Series. It's fun.
Yeah?
I like watching it. My buddy goes every year, and he said it's one of the best baseball events he ever goes to. Like, he's done
really?
Like the sledding hill and everything. Yeah, he loves
okay.
it. It's really cool. I've always wanted to get down there just to see it, but
Williamsport?
Yeah.
Right? The Little League World Series. We once got the family trip, just, you know, we were just going to Philadelphia, you know, see the Liberty Bell and all that. And we were in high school or middle school, not even sure. And on the way there, maybe on the way back, we got stuck in like 2 hours of traffic and had no idea why. We're just driving from Philadelphia. We're in the middle of Pennsylvania. Why is there traffic? Having no consideration at all to this being the reason. And as, like, you know, an hour goes by and you pass by the field and go, oh, we just got stuck in Little League World Series traffic. Without having, because it's a one lane road the whole way also.
Right. It's not a, it's that's you're, the thing there that
yeah,
they do.
You're in central Pennsylvania.
Right.
Like, what do you mean there's a giant sporting event right here in the middle of, in the middle of nowhere. That's my only Little League World Series experience. I've never even really considered going.
The finals come out this weekend.
Okay. The college football is what I need. I want to go to a Penn State game. Yeah. That would be the move.
Yeah.
Happy Valley, right? That's Central PA.
I got a buddy that just graduated from there that went a lot last year that played hockey over there too.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Yeah. The only thing, though, I'm gonna have to figure out what I want to do with college football this year. There are so many coaches I dislike. I think the rate for dislike on like professions and sports, number one is college football head coaches. Like James Franklin just drives me crazy. And it's so easy to root against James Franklin.
I wonder why it is so, and it's college. Like, I don't hate NFL coaches the way I hate college coaches.
Same. Oh, man. But Dabo Sweeney.
Yeah.
And
Urban Meyer. Oh, who's from Ohio State.
The worst.
Dude, what?
Franklin. Mario Cristobal in Miami drives me nuts. By the way, I saw that UB is going to be playing Miami in 2030 for the first time in program history. Penn State, by the way, number two. Saw a good poll yesterday on Twitter. Is Penn State ever really number two? And what a missed... We got to take a break. We get to sell. What a missed opportunity by the AP.
Right.
You put Penn State number two over Ohio State. When no one in the world would ever believe that Penn State would beat Ohio State today on a neutral field. I don't even need to know anything about the teams. Who's going to win that game?
Yeah.
And you could have had number one versus number two in week one. You could have had Texas, Ohio State, 1-2, right out of the gates. But we had to put Penn State number two, so we could watch them lose the Big Ten championship by 20.
Nobody knows how to run a sports league, Joe.
No, it's true. Although the AP shouldn't be in charge of running the sports league anyway. All right, to Sal, when we come back. On Bills practice, the Tre'Davious White injury from yesterday, and more details on the Bills preseason game coming up tomorrow night against Tampa. That's on the way next. Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy's off today. This is WGR.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.